En cumplido mi asnazai. Ne parte samo stan, ne manti se dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prema vrata, pa meniš. Pa tam dol zagledam, zagledam Madonna in ošlo.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad, mlad in to ti siv, siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črni pa to ne, prav tista prava volka, ne, krasna.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiju Študent.
Za boljšo prihodnost. Dobar večer in dobrodošli v oddajo Zeitgeist. V tokratni epizodi oddaje bomo pozornost posvetili dogajanju okoli sojenja dvema žvižgačema in novinarju v aferi LuxLeaks. V drugem delu oddaje pa bomo obravnavali mehanizme in programska orodja, ki se jih potencialni žvižgač v svojem delu lahko posluži, da anonimno posreduje tajne dokumente novinarju ali nevladni organizaciji. Dobra dva tedna nazaj, natančneje 26. aprila, se je začelo sojenje trem glavnim akterjem, katerim gre zasluga za razkritje dokumentov, ki pričajo o uslužnosti države Luksemburg do 340 podjetij, da jim zagotovi posebne davčne ugodnosti. Na sodno klop sta tako sedla Antoine Deltour in Rafael Halet, nekdanja uslužbenca multinacionalke PricewaterhouseCoopers, ki je proti njima sprožila pravdni postopek, utemeljen z obtožbo kraje zaupnih dokumentov. Poleg obeh nekdanjih uslužbencev je podjetje, ki širom sveta nudi finančne storitve, začelo hkrati tudi postopek proti novinarju Edwardu Perinu, s katerim je Deltour vstopil v stik. Toženi novinar je uporabil gradivo, ki ga je pridobil v oddaji na francoski nacionalni televiziji. Kakšni dokumenti so bili razkriti, natančneje razloži Maruša Babnik iz inštituta Equilib.
Torej, v primeru razkritja LuxLeaks je šlo za razkritje davčnih stališč, zavezujočih davčnih stališč, torej pisnih razlag zakona, ki jih je davčna uprava izdajala za multinacionalke. In sicer je šlo v tem primeru specifično za tako imenovane vnaprejšnje cenovne sporazume, s pomočjo katerih je Luksemburg multinacionalkam vnaprej odobril njihove metode določanja transfernih cen, vnaprej povedal, kaj bo veljalo v primeru pregleda. In sicer revizijska družba PricewaterhouseCoopers je posredovala pri tovrstnih dogovorih med državo in pa multinacionalkami, velikimi znanimi multinacionalkami, kot so IKEA, Pepsi, Deutsche Bank, mislim, da je bil še zraven in tako naprej, tako da jih je kar nekaj bilo razkritih, okoli 350. Je pa LuxLeaks res vseeno razkril podatke le v eni državi in v stavčnih stališčih, za katera se je dogovarjala le ena revizijska hiša. Kasnejši lik z Panama Papers razkriva večjo mrežo, ampak še vedno ostaja veliko skritega.
Deltour je do spornih dokumentov prišel oktobra 2010, bolj kot ne po naključju, ko je v odhajanju iz svojega nekdanjega delovnega mesta uspel prenesti več tisoč strani gradiva glede davčnih dogovarjanj. Kasneje je stopil v stik s prej omenjenim francoskim novinarjem Eduardom Perinom, ki je maja 2012 del gradiva uporabil v televizijski oddaji Cash Investigations oziroma finančne preiskave. Razkritje davčnih ugodnosti je dobilo globalno pozornost, ko je novembra 2014 kakšnih 40 medijskih hiš v sodelovanju z mednarodnim konzorcijem preiskovalnega novinarstva iz Washingtona objavilo luksemburške dokumente in njihovo vsebino v domačih državah. Dober mesec po globalni objavi dokumentov je bil sprva anonimni vir Antoine Deltour obtožen kraje zaupnih dokumentov, kazen, ki mu grozi, pa je do 5 let zapora in plačilo 1 250 000 evrov globe. Januarja preteklo leto je podobna obtožba doletela še drugega žvižgača, Rafaela Haleta, ki je tudi bil nekdani uslužbenec hiše PricewaterhouseCoopers. Kmalu po zadnji obtožbi žvižgača je sledila še tožba proti novinarju Perinu zaradi sodelovanja pri kraji dokumentov v primeru Halet. Nenavadno pri vsej zgodbi je, da v luksemburškem pravu obstaja zakonodaja, ki domnevno ščiti žvižgače pred sodnim pregonom, ko naj bi razkritje dokumentov služilo splošni dobrobiti. Tožba PricewaterhouseCoopers proti omenjeni trojici temelji na dejstvu, da so obdolženci dokumente posredovali medijem in ne državnim organom, kot veleva luksemburško pravo.
Whistleblowers are only protected if they have information that they think should be, you know, made public, if they give it to the state of Luxembourg. And the problem is that in this case, the state of Luxembourg is one of the, is part of the problem, basically. So it was impossible for Deltour to give this information to the state, he would have been fired immediately.
Kakšen bo razvoj sodnega procesa v primeru LuxLeaks, bo več znano v tekočem tednu. Sam primer pa priča o nezadostnem pravnem varstvu žvižgačev na evropski ravni. Zadnji dogodek, ki neposredno zadeva pravno varovanje razkrivanja spornih dokumentov, je bilo sprejetje direktive o poslovnih tajnostih. Podrobneje o sami direktivi in lobističnem dogajanju okoli njenega nastajanja lahko slišite v pretekli oddaji Offside z naslovom Evropska varnost poslovnih tajnosti. Kar v sami direktivi neposredno zadeva žvižgaško dejavnost, je široka definicija poslovnih tajnosti, ki podjetjem omogoča lažje sprožanje sodnih postopkov proti razkrivalcem nečednih poslov.
So the problem of the directive is that by default it creates for companies the right to sue anyone who would obtain, use or publish internal information that they consider is a trade secret. So that's the default situation, which is extremely broad and extremely far-reaching and very vague as well. So that gives a lot of room for interpretation by lawyers and judges, which can be good or bad. So we basically did our best to try to limit the damage by convincing the European Parliament, in particular, to push for stronger limitations for us and for whistleblowers and for employees as well, actually, and for other things. And as far as whistleblowers are concerned, it's not, you know, it's not too bad in the sense that they can. Normally, if you read the text, and if member states adapt it correctly into national law, and that's a very, very, very big if, because you know only when member states make it national legislation can this legislation become something useful for companies. So what is going to happen at the member states level is extremely important, and you should watch it closely. But so what the protections for the whistleblowers are that they can, they should be protected if they denounce cases of wrongdoing and or illegal activity, as long as they act in the public general interest.
Direktiva sicer uvaja zaščito žvižgačev, ko njihovo razkritje služi splošni dobrobiti, pri tem pa direktiva ne določa, kaj ta širok pojem zajema.
So that reads as a good thing, but the problem is that what is the general public interest? That is not defined in the directive. And so to use, for example, the LuxLeaks case, it really depends where you are. If you are in Luxembourg, from the point of view of the general interest of Luxembourg, Antoine Deltour is not a whistleblower because he denounced something that the state benefits from. You see? So what Antoine Deltour did is in the European general public interest. But that is not defined in the directive as such. So, the problem is that whistleblowers will need to demonstrate to the judge that they are covered by the exception, so that they actually acted as whistleblowers. And so the burden of the proof is on them. And so that means that they can still be prosecuted. They can be, and this has a very, very strong intimidation effect. So, in a nutshell, that's the limitations of the whistleblower's protection in the Trade Secrets Directive.
Znotraj Evropske unije ne obstaja enotna zakonodaja, ki bi ponudila enotno podlago za pravno varovanje razkrivanja tajnih dokumentov. Posledično je urejanje tega področja podvrženo volji posameznih članic. Val medijske pozornosti in splošnega negodovanja nad sojenjem trojici v primeru LuxLeaks je izkoristila Evropska poslanska skupina zelenih, ki je v razpravo podala predlog direktive, ki bi varstvo žvižgačev uveljavila na evropski ravni. O predlogu zelenih in evropski politični volji po varovanju razkrivanja tajnosti za prvi del oddaje zaključi Pižon.
Something that I can say, though, and but you're probably aware of that already, is that the Greens can write all the text they want. It's at the end of the day, it's only the Commission who can propose new legislation in the European Union. And so for this, they need to convince the Commission. And the Commission made very clear that for them, the kind of vague and limited protections foreseen in the Trade Secrets Directive were enough. I mean, it's true that it's new. It's new legislation from a European perspective at the European level, but it's only for trade secrets. It would never be applicable, for example, to whistleblowers denouncing activities of a state, for example, or any other kind of information. So at the end of the day, it's going to be down to the member states, I think, and to the big ones, Germany, France, the UK, Spain, Italy, to pressure the Commission, the European Commission, to do something. But if this doesn't happen, then not much is going to happen, really.
Rafał puca, da bolje pamti. stvorili. Pa me uče da sam džubre, ološ svjetski nepismeni. Sve su moje popalili, zaostalo je kažu bilo. Pa sad grade bolje ljepše, a ja gledam iza žice.
Pozdravljeni nazaj v oddajo Zeitgeist, kjer tokrat preverjamo aktualno stanje žvižgaške dejavnosti na evropskih tleh. Če smo prvi del oddaje posvetili dogajanju okoli sojenja v primeru afere LuxLeaks in stanju pravnega varovanja razkrivanja tajnih dokumentov v Evropski uniji, sedaj pozornost preusmerjamo na bolj mikroraven samega raziskovanja spornih tajnosti. Medijske in posledično javne pozornosti so deležne večinoma afere globalnih razsežnosti, ki po možnosti vključujejo še najvidnejše politične obraze. Medijski pozornosti in obči solidarnosti sledi določena mera zaščite, ki pa je razkritja manj spektakularnih razsežnosti niso deležna. Zagotovljena anonimnost vira je v takih primerih glavni porok zaščite za potencialnega žvižgača. Skupina italijanskih programerjev pod okriljem Zavoda Hermes, središče za transparentnost in digitalne človekove pravice, je razvila odprtokodno programsko orodje GlobalLeaks, ki omogoča razkrivalcu dokumentov potrebno anonimnost s tem, da omogoči neposredno izmenjavo informacij anonimnega vira z novinarjem ali organizacijo, ki bo objavila sporno dokumentacijo. Težave obstoječih mehanizmov razkrivanja tajnosti objasni Marko Calamari iz Zavoda Hermes.
From this standpoint, every past situation of whistleblowing, also very famous one in the 70s, I think about Watergate, is the WikiLeaks one, of the same type. What I mean with the same type? I mean that there are whistleblowing situations that are more or less based on trust between whistleblowing and journalist involved. This means that it's not completely software-driven, let me call it, relationship. And this means, of course, that some kind of risk need to be taken by the whistleblower because sooner or later it needs to have trust to the receiver.
Projekt GlobalX, ki se poslužuje brezplačne opreme Tor in njenih derivatov za zagotavljanje anonimnosti, je v svojem osnovnem namenu usmerjen, da uporabniku omogoči dovoljšno dostopnost svojih storitev anonimne komunikacije.
GlobalX is a software, a framework that allows for communication amongst a whistleblower and a receiver, one or more receiver, in a fully anonymous way. It is trustable because it can be demonstrated. And this is done using proven technologies like, for example, Tor hidden services, VPN, and so on. So it's a kind of completely different situation that happens from the pre, let me call it, GlobalX situation and the current one. In the current one, we have two very important situations. First, the strong cryptography is used to guarantee both the receiver and the whistleblower, but mainly the whistleblower, that no anonymity can be broken. Of course, if the technology is used with care, mainly from the whistleblower side. And the second one is that there is a role separation in the process of the whistleblowing. We have the whistleblower, of course. We have still the receiver. The receiver cannot be one or more. And we have the, let me call it, software part of the process. The software is developed by an organization that is global, that's simply a free aggregation of developers on the internet. They have nothing to do with a whistleblowing initiative or whistleblower or any other kind of this. They are simply software developers that solve one problem, that is the making the whistleblowing a very strong communication, strong private communication process.
Z boljšo dostopnostjo mehanizmov se lahko spremeni tudi sama dinamika razkrivanja spornih dokumentov, kjer pomembno vlogo zavzemejo ravno manjša razkritja in posredovanja notranjih informacij, ki tečejo znotraj neke zaprte organizacije.
One of the side effects, the good side effect of having a whistleblowing software that is guaranteed and available to anyone. You need to tell that GlobalX, like any other free and open source project, is freely available at the source code on the internet. Everyone can download it, look at the source, install it and use it without any intervention or any knowledge from the developer or any other parts. So it's very available. You don't need to trust anyone to make your own installation of GlobalX. And installation of GlobalX is a process that is done in minutes or any Linux small machine. So it's very easy. Other than that, what it remains is to make the whistleblowing initiative.
Čeprav je bila končna različica programa predstavljena že pred časom, razvoj orodja GlobalX še vedno poteka. Trenutno razvijalci dopolnjujejo program in dodajajo funkcije, ki bi posebej služile specifičnim potrebam državnih institucij.
We in fact we have a lot of work ongoing to allow public administration and private companies here in Italy to use whistleblowing, because they need some more details for the communication part of GlobalX. Let me state a quite simple description. The anonymity part of GlobalX is perfect and is in place since 2 years ago. The project goes about two independent scrutiny of sources with very good results. So it was developed with a very professional way during that period. Now we are making a lot of features that are related to make in a very easy way the personalization in a particular initiative that can be also a public administration initiative, because there is an inner mechanism to build checklists and questionnaires that is very important, because the main problem that right now such a kind of mechanism have, that is very sensitive to spam and deny the of service attack, because one very easy way to stop a whistleblowing initiative is to make a lot of fake submission.
Program GlobalX uporablja več različnih odjemalcev tajnih informacij. Orodje tako uporabljajo večje medijske hiše, kot tudi neodvisni novinarji, povezani v različne skupine.
Two different categories, public adopters and non-public adopters. Of course, we don't know anything about non-public adopters, other than the fact that there is many of them. Public adopters, on the other hand, are very famous. For example, Le Monde, that is a French newspaper, with in association with other French press and French journalists, has done a site that is called Source Safe, that is want to collect submission from a very broad range of whistleblowers. I mean that there is they are very interested in any subject. In the same way, PubLix is a kind of initiative of the same type that is done from Dutch news magazine and journalist. There are 43. It is a group of 43 journalists and news magazine that makes another very famous site. Other than that, there is a lot of organization, mainly in Africa and in the East of Europe, that make initiative.
Z orodjem GlobalX je spremenjena tudi funkcija razvijalca programske opreme, ki je v taki obliki povsem ločen od razmerja vir-novinar.
Oh no, I already marked that one of very important choice of having a software to do that and to make software in that way is to separate the roles and responsibility. It is very important that software developer doesn't participate to any leaking initiative or have any direct funding from a leaking initiative because of legal responsibility that can be that can arise for one reason or another. Remember all problems that organization like WikiLeaks had. Mixing roles and responsibilities exposed to a very huge legal problem. On the other hand, making a clear and a clear separation amongst various roles, the whistleblower himself, the whistleblowing initiative, and software programmer that are completely separate people that doesn't know each other, make very clear that GlobalX is a neutral project.
Manko pravnega varstva razkrivanja tajnih dokumentov pomeni, da za potencialnega žvižgača anonimnost ostaja tista zaščita, ki mu omogoči, da se zavaruje pred negativnimi posledicami razkritja. V posredovanju tajnosti ta namreč zastavi lastno dobrobit v možnosti, da ga zadene sodni postopek ali pa je ogroženo njegovo življenje, kot na primer v primeru razkriti delovanja mafije. Mehanizmi, kot je odprtokodni program GlobalLeaks in njemu podobni programi, zato do določene mere nadomeščajo tisti manko zakonske ureditve, ki je v Evropski uniji še ni. Zeitgeist je pripravil Jošt.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, pa te samo ostanemo in tiste dolge hodnike, ne, tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema, pa tam meniš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna in ošlo.
Ric.
Je bil pa lep, mlad, mlad in to ti siv, siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črni pa to ne. Prav tista prava govor. Ne. Krasno.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudeh, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiu Študent.